Good morning, here's your news. As government employees continue to express frustrations over the rollbacks on last year's personnel actions, the governor has rescinded a part of his memo. A memo from Governor Leimanu Peletti-Monga dated March 15th rescinds the freeze of all pay increases and conversions of positions from contract to career service. It further states that any future pay increases or conversions are expected to be conducted in accordance with the law and policy of the American Samoa government. Governor Leimanu warns any employees, including directors, who participate in or authorize unlawful pay increases or conversions will be held accountable. He added, "I expect the Department of Human Resources and the Personnel Advisory Board to strengthen our procedures to prevent unauthorized actions in the future." In a separate memo, the governor reconstituted and appointed 7 members to the Personnel Advisory Board. Under the American Samoa Code annotated, the Personnel Advisory Board is to investigate and make recommendations to the governor for improvements to manpower resource requirements, needs, and development of the American Samoa government. In carrying out such investigations, the board shall have full power to subpoena and compel the testimony of witnesses. The board is also charged with investigating personnel problems in the government and reporting their findings and recommendations to the governor. The members of the Personnel Advisory Board are Malopau Dr. Akinesi Nikolai, the chairwoman, Tata Ifono Otineru, Leimana Thompson, Serema Asifoa, Rene Tongafau Matautia, Martin Tufono, and Komiti Emsley. The first woman in the history of American Samoa to be promoted to the rank of police chief is a daughter of Pango Pango. She is Pou Amea Tuolo Supapo. Her appointment was announced by Commissioner of Public Safety Lefiti Falilauli'i Pese on Friday. Police Chief Supapo is a 33-year veteran of the territory's police force. She is the first female cadet to have topped the police academy. That was back in 1988. Since then, she has attained many firsts as a female officer. This includes being the head of the Criminal Investigations Division, Internal Affairs, Commander for First Responders, head of the Tafuna Substation and the Whangaitua Substation, Station Commander for the Police Headquarters, and Commander of the Territorial Correctional Facility. The police chief told KHJ News reporter Karina Elisara, "It's been an uphill struggle working in a male-dominated field, and there were times she wanted to give up." She thanks the Lord for guiding her to where she is right now. She also thanks her family for supporting her as she missed birthdays, Christmas days, and other important events due to her work. Finally, she expressed appreciation to her colleagues for respecting and believing in her. Evaluations of the second repatriation flight and preparations for the third in April were up for discussion at the meeting of the COVID-19 Task Force on Monday, March 15th. Lieutenant Governor and COVID-19 Task Force Chairman Taloanga Ale said the arrival of the second repatriation flight had minimal issues and there were improvements with regard to the disembarking of travelers and transport to the quarantine facility. He expressed thanks for the collaborative efforts of all the American Samoa government departments, support from the private sector, and prayers from the community. The total number of passengers on the second repatriation flight from Honolulu is 188. Dr. Aifili John Tufa of the Department of Health reported that the results of the group's first COVID-19 tests, which were administered on Friday, March 12th, were negative. The group's second and last round of testing will take place on Friday, March 19th. The travelers will be released from quarantine on Monday, March 22nd, which will be their 12th day of quarantine. The first repatriation group was in quarantine for 14 days after arrival from Honolulu. The third repatriation flight has now been confirmed for Thursday, April 15th, with plans to repatriate approximately 200 to 220 passengers, as recommended by the Department of Health. Intake of travelers at the quarantine site Waikiki Ohana East Hotel will be no later than April 2nd. To sustain future repatriation flights, the task force has decided to require advance payment of the cost share for travelers not covered by the Medicaid and LBJ referral programs. So far, according to the task force, only a dozen passengers from the first and second flights have paid their cost share airfares. This is despite their signing of promissory notes. Accommodations for a limited number of travelers requiring dialysis are in progress for the April flight. This addresses the needs of travelers unable to receive treatments due to prolonged quarantine restrictions in both Hawaii and American Samoa. Since the repatriation flights commenced in April, it is reported that the governor's office, Department of Health, and key task force agencies have continued to receive numerous calls, emails, and personal visits by family members of those stuck off island. The task force emphasizes that requests to the governor's office do not guarantee nor increase the likelihood of a seat on upcoming repatriation flights due to the limited number of seats available per flight. It is also reported that travelers that departed on recent Medicaid charters for non-medical reasons have attempted to circumvent the processes to return on subsequent repatriation flights. The task force highly discourages these practices and asks that such travelers allow room for travelers in priority categories or those with pressing circumstances. Starkist Cannery in American Samoa says it needs more workers. In a joint statement, Starkist Samoa CEO Jason Kim and Governor Leimanu Paletti Maunga said any delay in recruitment will impact the local economy. The men met last week to discuss ways to improve Starkist headcount. Kim said Starkist was hiring almost every week, but was still not able to secure the employment numbers it needs. Leimanu said it will have a negative impact not only on Starkist, but on American Samoa and the local economy. He said American Samoa relies heavily on Starkist Samoa, and they need the workers to keep the plant operating. We support Starkist Samoa during this challenging time. We have the workers, and we need them to get back to work, the governor said. Starkist said it has implemented several incentives based on attendance and for referring new hires. A majority of the jobs are for fish cleaners, but there are also vacancies in specialty skilled areas such as mechanics, electricians, and forklift operators. For details on these and other news stories, plus a look at the KHJ News podcasts in English and Samoan, visit talanay.com. It's your morning news. I'm Joey Cummings.